there's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing like Pastor Kent Hovind did. The one food, the number one cause of death, and even extends lifespan, the one food prevents the number one cause of death and extends lifespan. What do you think that is? I'll repeat it. The number one food that prevents... Or this one food prevents the number one cause of death and even extends lifespan. Are you ready for this? It's a God food. It's a God-made food, not a man-made food. Chili peppers. Can you believe that? They're the substances that give chili peppers their intensity when ingested or applied topically, and there are several related chemicals collectively called capsaicinoids, kill cancer cells and extend lifespan. Chili peppers have been part of the human diet for thousands of years. India is now the largest producer and consumer and exporter of chili peppers. Who'd have thunk it? It's chili peppers. It curbs your appetite, kills prostate cancer cells. Scientists have also reported that chili peppers are a heart-healthy food with potential to protect against the number one cause of death in the development world. Treatment of the tumor-prone mice with capsaicin has now been shown to reduce tumor burden and extended the lifespans of mice over 30%. Now remember, God made our bodies. He knew what He wanted us to eat. And I can assure you it was not a diet of macaroni and cheese, though it would have been nice. And it tastes good. And pizza. And Arby's and all that other food. But you know what? God-made food versus man-made food. And when I go to the grocery store, I tell you, I've got this, like, horrible thing, this horrible habit that I do. I look at everybody's basket. I call myself a basket voyeur. I want to see what people are putting in their baskets. And especially those people that ride the handicap things that are very much overweight. There's usually not one piece of God food in there. So that's why we tell you to treat your body like a temple, not a dumpster. God knew what He was doing. God, Yahweh God, knew what He was doing when He gave us His food to eat. Just look in Genesis and it will tell you what to eat. Tomorrow, by the way, I want to tell you we're going to be talking about earthing. Another God thing, touching the earth with your feet. Clinton Ober will be joining us and talking about alternative ways. If you can't go outside and walk around, because I'll tell you what, in Missouri, you will get chiggers. Oh, they're horrible. Gives me goosebumps even thinking about it. But Clinton Ober will be joining us tomorrow to talk about standing on God's earth and why. So looking forward to that. And, of course, Josh will be here with me at the Power Hour. I want to remind you, we have a huge special on Time Challenger. Jerry Peterman, bless his heart, is giving away a free Time Challenger if you purchase two. Plus, he's giving away either a night recovery cream or a bite knot. Bite knot is an organic way to repel bugs. It's a three-day special. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. That will be it. You buy two Time Challenger capsules or Time Challenger vegan capsules, and you will get one free plus your choice of a free night recovery cream or a bite knot. If you buy two Time Challenger chewables, the arthritis, the mineral, or the canine, that's for your puppy, you get a choice of a free night recovery cream or a bite knot. That's a cool deal. That is an amazing deal he's giving you. And I thank him so very much for doing that for our Power Hour people. We are going to be coming back with Dr. Kent Hovind, Dr. Dino, after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. We'll be back with Kent Hovind. Stay tuned.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal diseases, just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us. And I know you're going to be glad you tuned in, because we're going to hear from Pastor Kent Hovind, one of his first interviews out of prison in an unjust situation. He did not deserve to go to prison. And he's going to join us today. Thanks to Rudy, who has been an amazing helpmate for him. I cannot believe what he and his wife have done to support this man in prison. And essentially, thanks to the Lord's guidance direction, he is now out of prison. And I, Dr. Dino, he does not need any introduction with this audience. And if you haven't seen his series on evolution versus creationism, oh, you've got to. You've got to see it. It is just awesome. Anyway, thank you, thank you, thank you. We are so in celebration with you, Pastor Kent Hovind. Thank you for joining us on the Power Hour today.
Well, thank you, ma'am. It's an honor to be here. And there won't be any interruptions this time saying, this is a call from the Santa Rosa County Jail.
That's right.
I cannot believe how technology has changed since I've been gone. For 9 years I've been locked up. They have brought the outhouse into the buildings. I can't believe it. And they have a little lever on there, and you flush it, and never mind. Anyway, it's been pretty cool. Well, for those who may not know, my name's Kent Hovind. I was a high school science and math teacher for 15 years. I moved to Pensacola, Florida, January 1989, to put my wife through college. We had our 42nd anniversary 2 days ago. And I have three children and five grandchildren. They all live next door. Matter of fact, the grandkids are coming over today. I get to babysit. They're, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. So,
wow.
Wonderful. I'm technically still in prison. I got to stay within 150 feet of this box on the back porch with a little ankle thing, GPS unit on my ankle, so it'll beep or they'll send a SWAT team or I don't know what they do if I get outside 150 foot range. But I don't mind being home for 30 days after being gone for all that time. When we moved here, shortly after coming to Pensacola, I started the ministry Creation Science Evangelism. Basically dealing with the scientific evidence supporting the Bible being exactly accurate as written. I get so disgusted with that stupid evolution theory, you know, that's taught like it's some kind of fact in our schools. And it's technically a religion. It's not even a theory. People happen to believe those things, but there's no evidence for that. So I traveled all over speaking on creation, evolution, and dinosaurs, and produced videotapes. They're in 42 languages. They go all over the place stirring up trouble.
Really? 42 languages? That's incredible.
Yeah, we get people say, we get calls and letters from all over the world. People say, well, I watched those videos and got saved. And it's amazing to see the outreach that God has just from our little ministry here in Pensacola. It's just I'm humbled that God would just use us for anything, especially to the extent that he has. But in 2 Peter chapter 3 in the Bible, it says, in the last days, the scoffers, and there are plenty of them. I've done 105 debates now with atheist universities.
Wow.
It says the scoffers will be willingly ignorant. You can look that up in the Hebrew. It means dumb on purpose. The scoffers are willingly ignorant of how God made the heavens and how the earth was standing in the water and out of the water. That's an interesting phrase. I covered that in my video number one. What was the earth like when God first made it? Why did they live to be 900 years old? Why do we find fossils of animals that are enormous size? So they find fossil sunflowers that are 100 feet tall. They find fossil cockroaches 18 inches long and fossil dragonflies with 50-inch wingspan. The list is on and on and on. You know, a fossil guinea pig was found, a guinea pig that would have weighed 1,500 pounds. Everything
wow.
before the big flood came in the days of Noah was gigantic. And so the earth was just very different. And people, Christians especially, but everybody needs to understand, when God made the world, he made it perfect. And man messed it up.
That's
and what
right.
we're seeing today is a junkyard compared to what Adam and Eve saw. This is nice. I mean, I like it, but this is nothing compared to what they had and lived in. And then they sinned and, well, the women would say that it's the man's fault. The man would say it's the women's fault, but that's a different argument. Adam's first, his wife ate him out of house and home. But they messed it up. And then the flood came about 1,600 years later and really messed things up, totally destroyed the real estate. And today the planet we're on is, you know, still 70% underwater. And only 3% of this planet is habitable for mankind. And yet God said in Isaiah 45, he created the earth to be inhabited. You know, most of the water that we see on the surface in the oceans used to be down in the crust of the earth, maybe 8 or 10 miles down. If you read Psalm 24, verse 1 and 2, and Psalm 33, and Psalm 136, there are three references to the water being in the earth and the earth being founded on top of the water. That's been a great study of mine, being an earth science teacher for many years. You know, what was the original earth like? You know, people say, where'd all that water for the flood come from? Okay, it came from inside the earth. And where did it all go? I say, well, it's still here. They're called oceans. Okay, there are huge puddles of water on this planet left over from that flood.
Mm-hmm.
If you smoothed out the earth today, just smooth it out, the water would be a mile and a half deep everywhere. The whole world would be covered with a mile and a half of water. There's plenty of water anyway. But 2 Peter said the scoffers are ignorant of the creation and the flood and the coming judgment. And I'm embarrassed it took me, you know, so long to figure out, but I really poured myself into a study of end times, because there are five basic theories of what's coming next, the sequence of events, you know, post-trib, mid-trib, pre-trib, amillennial, and all this. I have studied them all till my brain hurts, and I have had to go back to what is the historic position of the church. For 1,800 years, the church taught we will be here for the tribulation. We will not be here when God pours out his wrath on the earth. And so I'm embarrassed as a Christian for 46 years now that I missed the obvious teaching of the Bible on the sequence of events. But I got it now, and the church had it right for 1,800 years until some 15-year-old girl in Scotland had a dream about the pre-trib rapture, and that kind of messed up everybody's theology. But the point would be, in 2 Peter 3, there are three items talked about: the creation, the flood, and the coming judgment. I traveled for years and taught on creation and flood, and now I'm going to add a whole section on what on earth is about to happen, what's coming next. We have some royal serious problems coming on this planet, and Christians are so unprepared.
Yes. Absolutely. And you know what? They're being prepared by pastors who tell them, like, there was a guy at Rice Road Church here, and I was watching in Missouri, and I just have to tell you this because he disturbed me so much. He started talking about the IRS, how we all hate the IRS. He said, well, you should not. You should not. You should ingratiate them. You should pay whatever you owe. You should enjoy the fact that the TSA treats you that way. I mean, he was going on and on about this, you know, and I thought, oh my gosh, how many people is he reaching with the wrong message? That all this stuff they do to us is okay because they put God put all these people in the government to do what they do. We should adhere to what each and every one of them says. And I just could only think about you and what you had been through and how unbelievable this man's statement was.
Well, it's partially true. Of course, God tells us to obey the authorities over us. You know, Paul said in Romans 13, submit yourself to every ordinance of man. I agree. And I ask people, now, where was Paul when he wrote this? He was in prison. And why was he in prison? Well, he didn't obey their order to quit preaching. So obviously there are times when you don't obey the authority if they tell you to violate God's law or God's clear word. But yeah, that's not a battle I fight. I mean, I've always tried to do everything properly and right. And they arrested me 9 years. Nine years and three days ago, the SWAT team came out here, arrested me, getting ready, reading my Bible, getting ready for staff devotions, pulled my wife out of bed, wouldn't let her get dressed, put a robe on her, go to the bathroom, handcuffed her, and took her down to the courthouse in her nightgown to be indicted for structuring. I said, what on earth is structuring? They said, well, you took your own money out of your bank in amounts less than $10,000. Okay, and what's the crime here now?
Yeah.
I went to prison for structuring. I said, I've never heard of this. What is it? Congress passed one of the dumbest laws in the history of humanity. They were trying to catch drug dealers, and they said, okay, if anybody takes out more than $10,000, the bank has to fill out a form. And so the drug dealers did not want that form filled out and took it on their radar, I guess. I don't know. I've never taken drugs. I've never tasted alcohol. But the drug dealer started going down in the morning, take out $9,000, and go in the afternoon and take out $9,000. And now the bank won't fill out their form. So Congress passed another dumb law that said, well, if somebody does two transactions in one day, they total over $10,000, but each transaction is under $10,000. Now that is structuring your transactions to avoid the reporting requirement. Okay. Well, we never did that either. My wife would go down every 2 weeks, once every 12 days, and take money out of the bank to have on hand for all the projects we had going. We had 40 people on staff. We bought up 6 or 8 houses in the neighborhood to slowly be able to expand the ministry. It's an older neighborhood built in the 40s, so you can buy a house and an acre of land for $40,000, $50,000. And all of them needed, you know, something. So it's just simple to hand a college kid, hey, here's $1,000. Go buy shingles for this house, or go buy plywood, or go get what you need, you know. And so we went through a lot of cash every couple of weeks on these projects. Plus, we were opening our dinosaur adventure land. Well, and the pastor told us, he said, can't try to keep withdrawals under $10,000 if you can. Okay, no problem. And, you know, several times, I think 4 times in that 3-year period, my wife took out more than $10,000 and the bank filled out their little form. Mm-hmm. No problem. Late 2002, the trustee of the new ministry said, hey, Kent, stop this cash withdrawal. Just get credit cards. I said, I don't want a bunch of college students having credit cards running off of them. I said, well, just get one or two that you can trust and make them, put them in charge. Okay, so we did that.
Okay, we got a four-minute break. We got a four-minute break. We'll be back with the Pastor Ken Hovind. So thrilled. He is out of prison and on the Power Hour today. We'll be right back. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We are so honored to have Pastor Ken Hovind joining us today. Pastor, before we go on, I'd like to hear where people can support you. How can they get your Dr. Dino series? How can they support you in your other videos and DVDs? Where can they obtain them?
Well, thank you, ma'am. My son, Eric, is doing a fabulous job traveling and preaching, and he started a new ministry, so they leave him alone. That's creationtoday.org. creationtoday.org. He has all my videos on there, and my I did a series, a 18-hour-long series covering everything on creation, evolution, dinosaurs, the flood, etc., including one of my favorite, video number 4, Lies in the Textbooks. It's almost 3 hours long, all of the lies they use to teach this stupid evolution theory. I also did over 100 debates, but 20 of them are on DVD and video. They can get those from creationtoday.org. My son is producing a 3D Genesis movie.
That
is
really
incredible. Really, really expensive. But one of those top of the line. They've been on it for a year and a half, production for this thing. And I can't believe all the computer power it takes to do 3D. But anyway, you can also see about that on creationtoday.org. He's just
okay. And let me just add that this is a way you can support them. That's one way. I mean, I'm sure there's other ways that you can support them. But please say thank you by purchasing from creationtoday.org. Get those for your children and grandchildren. They are just amazing. I know Josh, my partner on Fridays here, he has shown it to his children over and over again. So please go to creationtoday.org and purchase from Ken Hovind, from his son, and keep them in business so they can do more and more of the good works. You know, we've only got till the bottom of the hour, unfortunately, today, but I wanted you to share with us anything you have on your heart as to what you want to do from this point on, where you're going, what your goals are, or anything you want to share with the listeners.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Yeah, the goal, of course, is to win the whole world to Christ, win souls. Nothing else is going to matter in a million years. So I encourage everybody, if you're not a Christian, get saved. If you are a Christian, get busy winning people to Christ. It's easy. While I was in prison, I was able to lead over almost 800 men to the Lord, and many
are
growing well, and written 37 books. Some of those are published, and we're putting that stuff up. There's several websites that cover my material. There's 2peter3.com, just the number 2, the word Peter, and the number 3. Ernie Land is going to be the trustee of a new ministry that we should have ready today or tomorrow, if people want to get me started again, because they took away everything. I feel like Job, you know. Got nothing left. That's DocFog, DOCFOG, at DocFog.com. Ernie Land will be the trustee, and we spent all day yesterday brainstorming on ideas. And, you know, so I'm starting from ground zero. My son will be a separate ministry to keep him away. Because I kind of have a bullseye on my head, I think. They don't like me for some reason. But, the whole goal is to get people excited about winning souls and living for God. And if you're listening and you're a Christian and have questions about creation, evolution, dinosaurs, how does it all fit? My position is that the Bible is exactly correct as written. The earth is only 6,000 years old. It was destroyed by a flood, and you can trust God's word on everything. So I'm going to be starting a YouTube channel here soon. I hope maybe today, Kent Hovind Official YouTube. My son is already using that. You can watch my videos right there, by the way. I think it's called Official Kent Hovind, or I don't know. I'm not sure what a YouTube is yet. I got a lot to learn, so I'll find all that out here.
Oh, my goodness. What was it like to see your wife again, to be in your home again? Just share that. It must have been a glorious experience.
It was. Lived right here for 26 years, and after 9 years of being in prison, and this has been so hard on her. They're terrorists that came, arrested her in her nightgown, wouldn't let her get dressed. I mean, she's still pretty terrorized over the whole thing, but she'll be fine. She's tough. We've been married 42 years and 2 days, so just pray for her. Her name is Jo, and love her very much, and gonna try to stick it out for maybe 100 more years.
That is so special. To see your children again, grandchildren you hadn't seen before. I mean, what an emotional time that must have been.
Well, I have my 8-and-a-half-year-old grandson was born 2 months after I came to prison. So I had never, ever held him in freedom until last week. And he and I are just best buddies now. He comes down here every day. Grandpa, listen, we got a lot of lost time to make up for, but it'll be fine. God's been good. You know, so much of the Bible is written from prison or captivity, and it's like Psalm 126. You know, when the Lord turned again the captivity, it's like a dream. It's like I just left on a trip, was gone for 2 days, and came back. It's bizarre. Amazing.
So, we are so honored to have you on the show today, celebrating with you. We want you to know that we support you, love you, and everybody go to creationtoday.org. Pastor Ken Hovind, we salute you with the Power Hour, sir.
Thank you, ma'am.
You bet. Have a blessed day, and we'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour radio show. Wow, Pastor Kent Hovind, amazing. What a man. He stands, and then he stands, ladies and gentlemen. He never, ever bowed to anyone. Well, we got lots of people like that at the Power Hour, and now we're going to be joined by Daniel Brigman, who is one of the favorites of the Power Hour for a lot of reasons. This man sings, he writes songs. He does the most incredible food, the Numana Storable Foods, and he wrote a book called Forever 1776. Patriotism and self-reliance, more than buzzwords in his home. He used his love of the Founding Fathers to write that book, Forever 1776, which is a spiritual discovery into the heart of the American Revolution. When he got married, the family's self-reliance took on greater significance. His wife, Tristan, and him began to search out long-term storable foods, and I think he found they weren't very good quality. So that's why he did Numana Storable Foods. You can go to powerprepper.com or call the Power Mall, and I got to tell you, it's the best out there, and I'm so thrilled to introduce to you one of the best out there, reintroduce him to our audience, Daniel Brigman. Thank you so much, Daniel, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine. This is awesome. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you. Following Kent Hovind. Man,
what do you do? How can I follow that guy?
No, I'm sorry, kidding.
The whole interview.
Been out of prison 1 week. Oh, my goodness. He said that there was a party that they threw for him of 5,000 people. I think that's, no, 500 people that came to his place, I guess, this last weekend. Wow, what a, man, that's amazing. Anyway, I'm so thrilled to have you join us today. Lots of people love Forever 1776, and I want to talk about that for just a second. Because you said your love of the Founding Fathers is what caused you to write the book. Why Forever 1776? Why that title?
Well, I think, you know, obviously in schools we're not being taught our heritage. We're losing our heritage. You know, no matter what you think about the Confederate flag or flags, whatever, our heritage, the past, is being erased and something else is replacing it. Revisionist history, so to speak. The idea of Forever 1776 is that spirit of our Founding Fathers, the ideas, the concepts, what made the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, that spirit should live forever. It should be forever. We should be forever 1776 in America. That fighting spirit, that independent spirit. That's where the title came from.
And a lot of people have been scared into not standing up and not speaking. I see that changing now. I'm seeing people who really don't even know a lot of what's going on starting to say, you know, this ISIS thing doesn't make any sense.
Well, there's, you know, relating it back to 1776, our environment today is very similar to America before the revolution. You know, some things that, just quickly, there's some things that people don't understand. Most of America, it's not like they were raucously in favor of the revolution. There was a large percentage that were actually supportive of the crown. Actually, in some of the battles in the Revolutionary War, Americans fought against Americans at some of them. So the concept and idea that people are against you, are against liberty, are against freedom, that want to keep you down, that want to stop you from speaking out, that's nothing new. Nothing new. And the greatest lesson of the American Revolution is that a minority who is has truth on their side, who refuses to be silent, who refuses to be stopped, is unstoppable. That's the greatest lesson of America, the greatest of the revolution, of that whole time period. And so we should carry that today. If you have the truth on your side, if you have something in your heart that you truly believe in and you passionately feel that, then you should not let anything stop you. Because ultimately, you can be a majority of one, even if you stand alone, because all the universe is behind you.
You know, that is so powerful, what you just said. And think about the fact that your passion for freedom, for independence, is what sort of ignited your desire to do New Manna Foods, because everybody needs a way, as a husband and father, to take care of the family. But you took it and said, I'm going to do something that will work for other people, that will meet a need for other people. And since there isn't the quality of food out there that you wanted to feed your family, you decided to go ahead and do it yourself. So when people buy New Manna Food, they're buying from a guy who walks the walk all the time. And that's what I think is so impressive. I mean, the food is impressive. My gosh, the food is impressive, of course. But, you know, but the idea, though, that you really, really, really believe in what we believe in. And I just honor that so much.
Well, I'll tell you a quick story. I was greatly influenced, you know, for the book and for just my life, for my grandparents, my other generations. My grandparents grew up in the Depression. I'll tell you a story about my grandfather. He was 8 years old in 1930. He was born in 1922. His father was gassed in World War One. He got sick. You know, he was very unhealthy after that. He died in 1930. So just as the Depression starts, my grandfather he lost his father. It was his mother and three children. He was the oldest. They were so poor. There was so little food. They had to ship the youngest away to another family member because they thought she was going to starve.
Oh, wow.
There were times, you know, routinely, where all he had to eat was an uncooked potato for the whole day.
Mm.
So that, you know, my grandfather's story is not, you know, completely unique. But that ethic, so he learned to work. He learned to pull himself up. He learned to be self-reliant. And that, that very much came across to me. And as I started my family, I hope to glean a little bit from his experience from past generations, and that we wanted to be self-reliant. And we wanted to have, what we thought would carry us through no matter what happened, so that a situation like that could never happen to my family. At least from his experience, we could learn from that.
That's amazing. That is an amazing story. I hope that everybody understands that we're not talking about just a storable food here. We're talking about what I think is the most nutritional that you can find. You've got a group of organic foods. Some are not. Some are gluten-free. And ladies and gentlemen, they put so much thought and effort into this food. I mean, I'd love to just talk about pasta primavera. I'd like to talk about cheddar broccoli soup. You know, I'd like to talk about the mac and cheese, which is like unbelievable. And then, of course, the sweet habanero chili that is just incredible. But, you've got a lot of offerings for people on the foods, and I'd like for you to talk about that because I know the shipping prices are going to go up, or you're going to start including shipping before long, and people may want to take advantage of getting some foods right now. But before we get into the foods, though, how close do you think we are to a time when we might need and might be mandatory that we have storable food?
Well, usually on the show you ask me what's on my radar. One of the things that's on my radar.
What is on your radar there, Daniel?
Yeah, what is on my radar? Well, of course, we keep this, we keep pretty tight reins on something like this, but the situation in Greece, that's a very important thing to keep aware of. We think that these things are so separated, or these situations are so separated from us. Mm-hmm. It's like a tree. If you took a tree and you put an axe in it, you put a cut in it, but then you didn't finish chopping down the tree, and then the tree over time grows and grows, but there's still that wound, that scar in the middle of the tree. And then when crisis hits, the tree can't stand and it's split because of that hole. Well, we're seeing in the financial world, throughout the world, throughout the known universe, so to speak, you're seeing the underlying weakness that is now being exposed. In Greece, this is a perfect sign. When the bank, the bank said that you can no longer take out more than $66, I believe it was, within minutes, everything usable at the grocery store was basically gone. Within minutes.
Mm.
The people were in a situation that this would have extended. Can you imagine if some natural disaster was behind it, if this would have continued? You're talking about worse, much worse than the Great Depression, a much worse situation. All these possibilities are here. Time is very hard to say, distance away, but it's not as far removed as we might think. It's not unreasonable. I'm not crazy. I'm not a lunatic with a tin hat. If I said, hey, this fall, something like happened in Greece might happen here in America. Well, everybody can see. If you're paying half attention, if you listen to the show, certainly, you know that that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it can strike quickly. I mean, that's the other thing about Greece, the lesson to learn from that. It struck very quickly. It wasn't like the things look bad, then I'll prepare. The lesson of self-reliance, the American spirit of do for yourself, prepare for your family, steward over your family. These are the antidotes to what we see. So when you ask me how close it is, well, it depends on you and your family. It may not be close at all. If you're prepared, you may be able to ride these storms out thrive in these types of situations instead of, being buried by them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I don't think there's any doubt that anybody probably would discount the need for storable food. Now, I don't think anybody probably would do that. I think everybody now knows that there's so much chaos going around that something is about to happen or something is going to... I mean, it just makes you sleep so much better at night knowing.
Yeah. You feel it in the air. There's no question.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I tell people all the time, all the customers that we talk to, they talk about this decision. They're sitting on the fence. I'm not trying to talk people into decisions, but if you're thinking about this, consider this. When we first started selling the food, we told people, you know, save it for emergencies. What we noticed that people were calling us back and saying, hey, I want some more food. I said, well, what did you do with the other food? Well, we ate it. This is not your grandfather's food storage, so to speak. This is quality food that people, you know, my brother-in-law, he buys it all the time because he's not home and his kids come home from school. And so they go eat the manna. Everybody knows the price of food is going up. So think of it this way, just from a sheer financial investment. If you know food's going to cost more in 2 years than it does today, which everybody, it probably universally would say that. You just froze your food prices by buying today. You just made a financial investment. So if nothing happens, if there's no disaster, if there's no economic turmoil, you, at the very least, have good quality food. It's easy to fix. Just add water, some organic nutrition with it that you can use 2 years from now that is cheaper, much cheaper than you will have paid at that point. You just made a financial gain.
You know, that's a very good point, a huge point, because food is going up so much. Now, this is a hedge against the increase in prices by buying the storable food now and using it later on, because this food is so good, you will have no challenges in wanting to use it, I guarantee you. You know, like you said your brother or your brother-in-law, you're going to want to eat it even when you shouldn't. You know, you're going to want to say, oh man, that habanero chili would really taste good tonight. And so people tend to just go in and get into their stash because it is incredible food. It tastes so good. It's not like, you know, the air conditioning filter storable foods we used to have.
And well, you really should, you know, if you're talking about preparedness, self-reliance, you really should, not that you, I'm telling you to eat all your store, but you should eat, you know, get into your stash, so to speak, a little bit. You should make it part of your life. You should use it every once in a while. This is more of a lifestyle decision. This is a decision that you're making, so you're becoming self-reliant in using what you store and store what you use.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I cannot say enough for the taste of it, for the quality of it, and you test all your batches of food, don't you?
Yeah, we go through extensive testing. It's very expensive. You know, that's one of the reasons I'm not here. I don't want to rag on other companies or what other companies do. I know what we do. And, you know, some of our ingredients, that's one of the reasons that we have to start charging shipping. It just costs more. Some of our ingredients, to find GMO ingredients in some of these things is almost like a needle in a haystack, so to speak. There's maybe one or two suppliers in the whole country where we can find some of these ingredients to be GMO free. We take the ingredients, especially we don't necessarily take the supplier's word for it. We've done DNA testing on our food. For GMO free is very important for us. We don't want people to survive some disaster and then have their food kill them. So.
Wow. Oh, wow. Well, that's why the Power Hour is so particular and is so proud of being able to be associated with Numana. Now, let's just tell quickly the types of packaging that you have available or foods available that they can choose from. You can either call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Trust me, they know how it tastes there. Or you can go to powerprepper.com. Powerprepper.com. How does it break down into things that people might want to have some direction and what to order?
Okay. Numana comes in basically four buckets. There's four buckets that we sell for the food, and everything else is built off them. One is a grab-and-go size, which is 76 one-cup servings of the meals that we're talking about. So you're going to open your bucket. It's a stackable bucket. Has a handle on it, a lid, very high quality, easy to store. Inside the bucket, the meals are individually packaged. Like Joyce said, pasta primavera, sweet habanero chili, black bean soup, what have you. A great variety, all taste good. If I don't like to eat them, then we don't sell them. So, I'm the kind of taste, I'm the taste tester over here, me and my children. So, that's in the grab and go. Then the next size is the family pack, which is about double at 144 servings. And it's a little bigger bucket, same stackable, same quality bucket, but just more. More of everything, has one of everything that we sell in there except a couple of gluten gluten-free option. Then next we go to the no-gluten bucket. So if you want no gluten in your diet, then we have specific buckets for you, but no wheat in any of the ingredients. Very similar to the other meals, except no wheat. Everything's individually packed. 5-mil Mylar bags with a resealable lid. Very convenient. It's not opening a can or anything like that. You can take meals out and move around, put them in your pantry. Easy to store. And they're meant to store very well. Very superior packaging. The last bucket that we have is kind of our piece de resistance, so to speak. It's called the Defend the Nutrient Pack. There's really nothing like it on the market. It's a combination of these GMO-free, great-tasting meals that we've just talked about. And also then it has packets of organics, organic quinoa, organic chia seeds, organic sprouting seeds. These are superfoods that in a disaster situation, in an emergency, really in everyday life, you should be supplementing your diet. So in an emergency situation, you need more nutrition. You need more vitamin D. You don't need less. You don't need, unhealthy food, MRE type, chemically filled.
Don't even talk. No. MREs, no, not even an option as far as I'm concerned.
Well, even the Army, they won't let their soldiers go for more than just a couple weeks on those MREs without eating regular food.
Because they know
what it will do long term.
Absolutely. So, okay, we got to go to this break. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with Daniel Brigman, Numana, PowerPrepper.com. Stay tuned.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us on this 16th of July. I want to remind you about the Time Challenger special. Oh, my. Jerry Peterman really outdid himself. And before he realizes what he did, please call the Power Hour and order his special before he yanks it off. And the special on the Numana food, oh, my goodness, they're going to start adding shipping charges. And you know what that's going to be like. So if you can take advantage of getting the Numana food now, whether it's the gluten-free or the organic or the grab-and-go or the whatever, get it now before the prices go up. Because they do have the highest quality food, and I'm surprised it's not more expensive than it is. I really have got to tell you that I'm surprised it's as inexpensive as it is. And again, cheddar broccoli soup, pasta Alfredo, the pancake mix, hearty chicken soup, mac and cheese. Of course, we talk about the habanero chili all the time. Black bean soup, cheese enchilada chili. All of them are excellent. I mean, they all went around here, and they all go whenever we have some of it. And I encourage you, you can get all the way from up to 3,360 servings. I mean, now that's a lot of food. But you can get it in any variation. All you have to do is call the Power Mall. Those people out there know full well all about it, and they will tell you. And it's just amazing food. It's amazing food. Okay, you were talking, though, in terms of the various types of food and how would a person know what they need to order.
Well, they need to consider their own situation and think what they're prepared for. I mean, even FEMA, even the government organization is telling people they need to have a 90-day plan. And so if the government's telling you you need to have a 90-day plan, you can at least double or triple it. But even just starting on 90 days, it's a place to start. What I recommend to people is think about their own situation. Think about if you had to be into your house or you had to rely on your own store for 90 days. This is a smart for a disaster, for unemployment, for what have you. It's just a smart decision. So that's where I would start. Do I have a 90-day supply? And then think more long-term. Start with one step at a time. Our food for my family, the Numana-type food, is the backbone of our food storage. Everything is built around that. These are meals that are easy to fix in a variety of situations. No matter what kind of situation you're in, you'll be able to fix Numana pretty much. Even if you can't make a fire, some of the granola in there, you can just eat that right out of the bag. So this is the backbone. From there, if you have some rice, you have some beans, you have some other things to supplement it, you have maybe have a garden, maybe have a little can, so canned food that, you know, canned food only lasts a couple of years, but Numana will last, you know, 25 plus years. So think about what will last for 90 days for your family. So a family pack for me will last a little over a month. I mean, it's a big supply of food. It depends. People always ask me, well, how long will that last? And I tell them, I'm not avoiding your question. I'm just telling you, it's so subjective, it's hard for me to say. So we go by serving. You know, think about in that area, a 90-day supply, three family packs for a person, for one person will be a 90-day supply, give or take.
Okay. I have been known to eat more than one serving, and I'm sure other people have also, so take that into consideration as to how much food you want to have on hand. I think that's real important. And when you simply say that, you know, the government says you should have 90 days on hand, so that means, you know, obviously we want to be better than the average person out there who's going to succumb to whatever after that time period. But get it, and get it for people that you care about. You know, we've had so many people at the Power Mall that have ordered, that are ordering it for someone else. And that just tells me a lot. I think that is just really says a lot when people are ordering it for someone else and caring about their loved ones. Don't you think so, Daniel?
Well, all the time I'll hear, grandmothers say, hey, I want to send this to my kid at college so he can have some decent food and not eat McDonald's all the time. You know, stuff like that. You know, people, I hear all the time, my family thinks that nothing's going on, so I know that I'm going to have to take care of them in this situation.
That's a good point. All right, we'll be back.
That's right.
We got Daniel for 1 minute. We got a 1 minute, 10 second break. We'll be back with Daniel. Final segment coming up. This is the Power Hour with Joyce Riley and Daniel Brigman. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.